Welcome to the Mindset Go podcast. I'm your host, Brandon. In each episode, we'll discuss a topic that I hope will help us become the best versions of ourselves through improving our overall mindsets. Let's get into the podcast. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Brandon, back with another episode of the Mindset Go podcast. This marks episode 1 of season 2. Yeah, give it up, yeah. It's actually overall episode 14, and I really just want to thank you all for your support, just being here, listening, sharing, you know, spreading the word. We're going to continue to grow, continue to get better each day, but of course, I just want to thank you all, man, and yeah, we're going to get right into things. Today's episode is going to be titled Resume or Eulogy. And I was going through trying to find something to talk about, what topic I was going to do next, what little, I don't know, story I could read or whatever. And in doing my research, I came across a speech by a guy named David Brooks. And it was titled, Should You Live for Your Resume or Eulogy? And the speech, after listening to it, watching him presenting or whatever, it made me think about myself and kind of exactly, you know, what exactly am I living for? What am I living for, my resume or for my eulogy? It just really made me think about myself personally and kind of the way I've been living. And I was like, huh, you know, if it makes me think about this, it'll probably make somebody else think about it as well. So anyways, long story short, David's speech, he kind of goes into or he opens with virtues that go into a resume and the same that goes into a eulogy. And then he kind of discusses the difference between the two. And I researched it myself just to see what those virtues were. And resumes virtues are typically like skills you bring to the table or to the marketplace, things that you get from like schooling, previous employment, etc. And then eulogy virtues are of course, you know, talked about at your funeral, and, you know, things like, you know, were they a kind person, brave, honest, faithful, or capable of love, or whatever the case may be. That's kind of what the eulogy virtues are, based on what I found. And I described the difference in the two really from a narrow down or point blank point of view is really just resume virtues are what you do. And eulogy virtues are who you are or what type of person you are. But anyways, he continues the speech and he mentions a book called The Lonely Man of Faith. And it's by an author named Joseph Soloveitchik. He's a rabbi. And David continues to explain the book and just kind of talks about that. And he mentions that the author talks about two sides of nature, and here we're going to call it the A side and the B side, but in the book the author calls them Adam 1 and Adam 2. But anyways, on the A side, this side is worldly, ambitious, and wants to like build and create, just kind of, I don't know, create things really. And his motto is success. That's kind of A side's motto, just straight success. And B side, this side is more humble, wants to be good, wants to do good, and live his life in a way that honors God, creation, and our overall possibilities. And his motto is more complex. It's a motto of love, redemption, and return. And then throughout the speech, David goes on to break down the two sides a little more. And in that, he explains that the two sides are at war. And because we live in a way where our, how can I put this? Our external success sometimes has confrontation with our internal value. And to me, that's tricky. It's tricky because the two work by different logics. A side works on an external logic. Its external logic is, or can be described as like an economic logic. Input leads to output, risk leads to reward. You know, how the economy or business structure is kind of looked at. The other side, the B side, is more internal, and it's more of like a moral or, what's the word I'm looking for? Moral or inverse logic. You know, you have to give to receive. We've heard that, you know, time and time again. You surrender something outside yourself, then you'll, I don't know, gain strength within. Or here's one, in order to find happiness, you got to stop looking. And those are kind of what make up the moral logic or B-sides logic or internal logic or way they view things in the world. And the thing about these two sides is that we live in a society that favors the A-side. I feel like we all know what is more important, what's important in life, but our society, our culture, and educational system spend more time teaching us skills and strategies that we need for career success, but it doesn't really teach us internal success or moral success. And you know, to me, I feel like that's a problem. The B side is like, is completely neglected. You know, our society's main focus is external, and it primarily focuses on, you know, what type of job you have, how big your house is, how much money you have, etc., etc., as opposed to what type of person we are, how do we even treat ourselves, how do we treat others, are we helping those around us, are we trying to make things better or easier for those around us and for ourselves. And with that being said, I ask, resume or eulogy? Are you living your life to write your resume or your eulogy? Nowadays, or not even just nowadays, most times I'll say, when someone asks, who are you? We typically answer, you know, I'm such and such. We give our name. I'm from this area. I work here. I graduated from there. I can do this or that. You know, I've done this. I've been here, I go there, I've worked here for so long. You know, that pretty much what goes into our answers when we say, who are you? It's, you know, our name, where we're from, and then pretty much where we work or where we went to school or what we do as a trade. It's rarely who we actually are. It's more or less what we do. And we've let society change who we are into our line of work. We've let society make us live our lives to pretty much write our resume. And I think this is the way, I think this is the way that we go each day. It doesn't make us think. It doesn't make us think about, you know, how once we die, our boss is instantly going to start looking for somebody to replace us. It doesn't let us think about the impact that we're going to leave on our friends or our family, our loved ones. It doesn't really allow us to think about that. the main thing that it wants us to think about, or it teaches us, and by it, again, I mean society, educational system, workplace, whatever you want to call it, it teaches us that if you aren't monetarily or externally successful, then you're nothing. And, you know, I feel like that's a problem. That's not the way that we should look at our lives. That's not the way that we should live our lives. You know, when you write a resume, you think about, you know, what you've done professionally. You think about your education, you know, what all you learned, what degrees you may have, skills you got, you know, while studying or working at this place or that place. And it's pretty much just a way to more or less brag on your accomplishments, to show we have what it takes to reach this next level in the business world or in our career fields or whatever the case may be. But when it comes to writing a eulogy, that's where you know, you reflect on your time with that person. Of course, you know, we don't actually get to write our eulogies, but the person writing it, I know I've written one or two before, and that's the main thing that we do. We reflect on our time with that person, reflect on the times that you've had together and the things that you've done together, the conversations you've had, whatever the case may be, and all sorts of memories come flooding back. You know, how they treated you, how they treated those around them, how you felt when you were with them, how they sang a certain song, whatever the case may be. All those things come into play when you write that eulogy. But a lot of times, eulogies turn into resumes, and it turns into a resume because a lot of times most people are not living or engaging with those around us. We're more or less going to work, trying to build up our careers. That's our main focus. It's not relationships that we're having. Time that we're spending with those loved ones, or it's really what I'm trying to say is we're not focusing on the little things. We're focusing on trying to get that money. That's really what we're focusing on, trying to get that money, trying to get the next best car or a bigger house or whatever the case may be. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with being successful and trying to be successful. But at the same time, as you're living, as you're going, we need to make sure that we're not living to write our resume, more or less. We need to live to write our eulogy. We don't want anybody, when we get there and they're speaking on us, all they're talking about is our work. We want them to talk about us as a person, us as somebody, you know, that touched them, that help them in this way or that way, help them grow. You know, that listening to his speech, and I encourage everybody, again, his name is David Brooks, and the title of the speech is Should You Live for Your Resume or Your Eulogy? It'll definitely open your eyes and make you think, how am I living? Am I living to just write my resume? Am I putting all my time and effort into how my resume looks as opposed to how my eulogy is going to look, as opposed to how my spouse, how my child, how my friends, any other family members, whatever the case may be, actually views me as a person, not as a worker, not as an employee, not as a business owner or whatever the case may be, but as an actual person. I just, it, this really made me think and really made me self reflect and just ask myself, you know, how am, have I been living to write my resume? And I like to think that I haven't, but more or less I have, if that makes sense, you know. And I think a lot of us do. I think a lot of us get caught up in our day-to-day grind, making sure the bills are paid, food's on the table, you know, making sure that we don't want, from a worldly standpoint, that we don't want anything when we're actually leaving ourselves behind, leaving the actual person that we are behind. So again, you know, I ask, your resume or your eulogy, which one are you writing right now? Each one is going to be written or is being written every day. Your resume is being written every single day based on, you know, how you do your work, how you do your job. Your eulogy has been written every second of every day, based on how you live, how you're treating those around you, how you're, I don't want to sound cliche, but how you're affecting the world. And by world, I don't mean all 9 billion or how many ever people here, but those that are closest to you, those that are instantly or directly around you, how are you affecting those in that area? How are you affecting those in your world? Are you affecting them as far as being a workaholic, a employee that never stops, or are you affecting them as far as being a helping hand, a loving, caring person, someone that they can turn to no matter what? You know, those are the things that goes into your eulogy. And again, both of these are being written every single day. Both of these are being written at the exact same time. So I encourage you to not get caught up in the way society wants us to think or be, with just work, 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 work. That's who you are. That's, you are your job. That's not the case. I encourage us all to think and reflect back on, you know, my resume is not the only thing that's being written right now. My eulogy is as well. And I gotta make sure I touch people in the way that I'd want to be touched. And I don't mean that in a crazy way or anything like that. But no, but seriously, you know, we gotta touch people and reach people the way that we'd like to reach, be reached, or the way we want to be interacted with. You know, we've all had somebody that we bump into and they're rude as hell, or very hateful, snarky. I could go on and on describing, you know, how some people are. But, you know, let's try to be that beacon of light every day, so that it reflects well, not just on our eulogy, but on that person's life. So, as I close, as I leave out of here, I want to encourage you guys that if it helped you in any kind of way, if you found this interesting, please like, share, and subscribe. But overall, man, I encourage you to live to write your eulogy. Live to reach somebody. Live to reach yourself. Encourage yourself. Encourage those around you. And again, if you found this helpful, please like, share, and subscribe. Pass this on to anybody that you know. I appreciate you guys for listening. If you have any comments, questions, or if you want to be on the show, you can reach me at msgpod229@yahoo.com. Again, that's msgpod229@yahoo.com. Yeah, I appreciate all your feedback and everything, man. I'll catch you guys next episode.